We're on the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes Omud Aleph, and we're still dealing with Yoav. Why it was that Shlomo HaMelech deemed him Chayev Misa. So initially, he accused him. You said you killed Avner, but he managed to defend himself on that count. So then he tried to accuse him. He said you killed Amasa. So he says Amasa was a Moirid B'Malchus. A Moirid B'Malchus. So the Gemara brought in this concept of achim v'rakim. There's a drasha from the word ach, there's a drasha from the word rak, and it says that if a king tells you to be mevatel Torah, you don't need to listen to him. Rak, there's a limitation. The issa of disobeying the king does not apply in that particular case. So we're up to where it says at the beginning, the first word on the line is elo. Elo hahu gavra. So rather, hahu gavra moirid b'malchus hava. This gavra, meaning Yoav himself, was considered to be a moirid b'malchus. So forget the fact that he killed Avner, forget the fact that he killed Amasa. The reason why it's chayiv misa in the final analysis, says the Gemara, is because he himself is considered to be a Moirid B'Malchus. Why is that? Diksiv, because the Pasuk in Malachim, and it says, V'hashmua ba'o ad Yoav. Ki Yoav noto achare Adonio, but v'achare Avshalom loy noto. Now, Rabbi Yosef, would you like to read for us the historical backdrop to this? I'm sure Rabbi Arts will point out Adonio and Avshalom. Both kings of, both sons of David HaMelech vying for the throne, but you want to fill us in there?
Where are we?
When it brings the
Adonia,
before
19, it's 19 underneath.
Let's tell the
19.
article,
Well, that's
Larry.
a note, 19. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
The verse tells us that when Yoav heard that Shlomo HaMelech had killed Adonia, he feared for his life, since he had supported Adonia in his pursuit of the throne. This was considered a rebellion against the crown, for Yoav knew that David wished Shlomo to succeed him, and he nevertheless tried to establish Adonijah as the king.
Rabbi, isn't this when Bathsheba came to David and said, "You promised me that Shlomo was going to be the king, and while you're trying to live out your life in relaxation,
Right.
people are undermining my whole plan here."
Right. So this is a very, very complicated story where there was a fight about who is the successor to the throne of David HaMelech. Adonijah, who was David HaMelech's son, was put to death by Shlomo HaMelech. So do they explain how Avshalom comes into the story here, who was also a son of David HaMelech?
There is something about Avshalom, but he I think the Gemara itself discusses it actually.
So we'll see. There was a rebellion on behalf of Avshalom. So the pasuk says,
Why
"Vash."
they mention this, why he
Right.
mentions.
Okay. So we'll see. Vashmua bo ad Yoav. The shmua. Which shmua? Which rumor or which piece of news? So Rashi says, "Vashmua kishenimshach Shlomoi." When Shlomo HaMelech was anointed as the king. Bo'o el Yoav, the news came through to Yoav v'nisyore, and he feared. Why did he fear? Why was he scared? As we just mentioned, because Shlomo HaMelech was his enemy, because Shlomo HaMelech was vying for the throne, as it were, with Adonijah. Yoav had sided with Adonijahu, and now that Shlomo HaMelech had come to the throne, so Yoav was scared for his life. What does the pasuk say? Ki Yoav noto Achar Adonio, because Yoav had, as it were, leaned in the direction of Adonio, but the Achrei Avshalom loy noto. Now, what does that mean? So there's a Rashi over here again. Ki Yoav noto Achrei Adonio v'Achrei Avshalom loy noto kashemorad b'David Oviv. So when Avshalom rebelled against David his father, as we know from the Navi, as we know from Tehillim, So then Yoav did not lean in his direction, but Adoniyahu he did. So the Gemara asks, what exactly does this mean? Mai loy noto. What does that mean that he did not veer in the direction of Avshalom? Rashi explains the question we'll see in a moment. Omar Rav Yehuda, shebikesh lintois. Actually, he did want to join in his direction. He did want to join Avshalom, but in the end, he didn't. Why didn't he? We'll see, but first let's see Rashi. Mai loy noto, kloima. Ma lonu lahazkir kan. Why do we need to mention this in the pasuk at all? Again, what does it say? It says Shlomo HaMelech was appointed and Yoav was afraid. Now, why was Yoav afraid? As we explained before, because he had initially leaned in the direction of Adonia. Okay, so that makes very good sense that he's now scared. Why does the pasuk need to make mention that, by the way, he did not lean in the direction of Avshalom? Who's talking about Avshalom over here? Why is that relevant? So says Rashi, Kloima, ma lonu lahazkir kan. Why must we mention that over here? V'chi ma hoyoloi liro. Why should that be a reason for him to be scared? Sheloi noto achar Avshalom. That he did not go in the direction of Avshalom, v'kan noto. And yet over here in the direction of Adoniyahu, he did lean. What's that got to do with it? It should have said very simply, the reason why he was scared is because he supported Adoniyahu. That was Shlomo HaMelech's enemy. Whether he did or didn't support Avshalom is irrelevant. Says Rashi, no, Elo Magid Lecho HaKosov. Do you know what the Pasuk is trying to teach to you? Shebikesh Lintos. Essentially, he wanted to support Gam Achrei Avshalom, who was rebelling against Shlomo HaMelech's father David. However, Elo Sheloi Gomar Machshavtoi. But his plans did not come to fruition for reasons that the Gemara will explain. Kedem Mefarish, Bepnei She'adayin Hoyo Lichluchis Gvurasei Shel David Kayemes. We'll see what that means in the Gemara in a second. Aval Achshav Shehizkin. Now that he'd become old, Yotso Midarkoi, so he left his initial support of David, v'noto acharei Adoniyo. So what the Pasuk is telling you is that basically Yoav was against David HaMelech. Don't think that the fact that he didn't go with Avshalom was in any way a support for David. Essentially, he wanted to go with Avshalom. Basically, he wanted to go with anybody who was in support of the throne, David HaShlomo HaMelech. So don't make a mistake of thinking that he's a big tzaddik, even though he supported Adonia, but at least he didn't support Avshalom. No, to be perfectly honest, he wanted to support Avshalom as well. He didn't, for reasons to be discussed in a moment, but he did this support Adonia, and that's why he was scared. So look back into the Gemara. Umay time aloi noto. So if indeed he really wanted to lean in the direction of Avshalom, who was again rebelling against David HaMelech, so why indeed in the final analysis did he not do so? Omer Reb Elazar, adayin lichluchis shel David kayemes. How do they translate? Lichluchis literally means like dampness or moisture. How do they translate that?
David's vigor was still intact.
Right, so it's the vigor. In other words, David HaMelech was perceived by Yoav still to be strong, and therefore he hedged his bets. Essentially, he wanted to support Avshalom's overthrow of David HaMelech. The reason why he didn't was not out of kavod for David HaMelech, nothing to do with kavod. Rather, he felt that David HaMelech was still very powerful and there's no chance. So therefore, you see that quite clearly, Yoav was a rebel against the throne. The fact that he didn't support Avshalom was only for a technical reason because he didn't think it would succeed, but nothing to do with honor for the throne. But Adoniyahu, now that David HaMelech had already become old, so he thought that his vigor had been lost, So now he was more than happy to join with Adoniyahu to rebel against the throne. So you see that he's a Rasha, and that's why he was scared, justifiably scared. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Omar, Adain itstagnine shel David kayomin. What does atstagnine mean? So normally itstagninus means stargazers, astrologers. David Amelech's astrologers were still intact. The Gemara explains. Da'omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Arba Meyos Yelodim Hoyu Loy LeDavid. David Amelech actually had 400 children. Kulon Bnei Yefas Toyar Hoyu. They were all very handsome. Umagadle Bloiris Hoyu, and they all had very good-looking hair. Umahalchin Baroish Hagaisois Hoyu. They were all leaders of troops and armies. Vehein Hein Bale Egroifin Shel David. And they were the force. They were the army of David HaMelech. So David HaMelech's colossal army was actually being headed by his 400 children. Now, how's that relevant to our story? So look at Rashi. It's Tagnine David Bale Egroifim Shaloi. Even though normally, as we mentioned, it's Tagnine normally means astrologers, but here it doesn't mean that. Here it means his army leaders. Sha'al Yodom, through them, who Nilcham, he was battling V'yotze Ubo Al Pihem, and they were coming and going in battle through these tremendous, powerful leaders of the army who happened to be his children. So Rashi points out, it's true that it's tagninus de kol hashas. Normally in the Gemara, the word it's tagninus means loshon mazolis, v'choizim b'kechovim, galaxies and stargazers. V'hanach kori hochi. So why are these battle leaders called astrologers? It's nothing to do with astrology. Why is the Gemara using this word? Mishum shaya David nismach alehem. Because just like the king of old used to rely on his astrologers, these were, as it were, quote unquote, David HaMelech's astrologers. Not that they looked in the stars, but to the same effect, David HaMelech relied upon them. Va'oisa al piyem. V'hoylech achar divrayim, and used to go exactly with their instruction. So again, Yoav would have been more than happy to have joined forces with Avshalom, who wanted to rebel against David. Why didn't he do so? Because he realized that David still had his might and vigor. How so? Because he had 400 children who were leading his colossal army. So therefore he decided to recede and thought to himself, okay, there's not much chance I'm going to be successful. And if that's the case, I'm not going to risk it. But when David HaMelech aged and he felt that he was less powerful, well, then he was more than happy to join the rebellion, this time led by Adoniyahu. Says Rashi, Yelodim doesn't mean young children, means Bachurim, choice strong men. Umegadle Beloiris, says Rashi, Kemishpate Ha'oivde Kechovim. Essentially, they were growing long hair, essentially looking like goyim. How could they do that? Kedei sheyira'u balei eima. In order, they should look awesome people. V'yifchadu mihem. Like we see all the pictures of the old war generals, this shoulder-length hair. U'bnei yifas toyar, neshei oivdei kechovim shoyu loikchim b'shevya v'hitiron hakosev. Yes, Rabbi Larry. You're on mute.
If David's strength is being represented by his 400 sons, so what's the difference if he got older? He still had his 400 sons.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. I'm not sure if he was perceived to be weaker or he really was weak. I'm not sure. It's a good question. It's a good question.
And are they saying that they the son were Yeridim over time, that they would just look like Ovdei Chachovim, or they started losing their...
I think it means they just dressed that as part of their... impression to look very powerful in war. And that's exactly what Yoav was afraid of. Avshalom, yeah, trying to
But
lead
then,
it. But the enemy thought there's no chances. Powerful people, no chance.
so my question is, and by Adonijahu, he wasn't afraid of them?
Right, as I'm saying, that goes back to your first question, why for some reason
Right.
Adonijah, at the end of David HaMelech's life, was perceived to be less strong. Either way, again, let's not lose sight of the context of the Gemara. Yoav was more than happy to join Avshalom. The only reason he didn't was because Avshalom was trying to fight against David in his prime with a very powerful battle, powerful army. However, Adonijah, he felt, had more of a chance against David, so therefore he was happy to join him, and that's why he was considered to be a Moired B'Malchus. Says the Gemara, that which we just said, that David HaMelech had a mighty army, etc., etc., Upliga de Rav Abba Bakahano. That disputes the position of Rav Abba Bakahano. Why? What did he say? Domar Rav Abba Bakahano, Ilmole David Loi Oso Yoyov Milchomo. Ve'ilmole Yoyov Loi Osak David Batoiro. If not for David, Yoav wouldn't have waged war. And if not for Yoav, David wouldn't have been Isaac Batoiro. Diksev, Vayehi David Isa Mishpatu Tzokol Kol Amoy, Ve'yoav Ben Sriya Al Hatzova. The Pasuk compares the two in one Pasuk. David HaMelech was learning Torah, and Yoav was fighting a battle. What is the connection? Ma Tam David Osa Mishpat Vitzokol. Why was it that he was able to judge and paskin for everybody? Mishum du Yoav al Hatzava. Umatam Yoav al Hatzava is Mishum du David Oysa Mishpatu Tzaka l'kol Amos. They were dependent on each other. So what does that mean? So have a look at Rashi. Ilmole David Shaya Oysak Batoira. Loy Osa Yoav Milchama. Avol Zechusoi. Shall David oimedes loy leyoyov b'milchamoysov shall David. The credit of David HaMelech actually goes to Yoav. You see, they were dependent on each other. So Rabbi Yosef, how do they explain this? What's the question of the Gemara? Why does that disagree with what we said before?
And because this portrays Yoav as a supporter of the David.
Right. You see in this Gemara that Yoav seemed not to be a rebel against David HaMelech. To the contrary, the Gemara attributes David HaMelech's great zechusim and his Torah in Yoav, because Yoav successfully led the battle, David HaMelech was able to learn Torah. Because David HaMelech learned Torah, Yoav was successful in battles. They seem to be working hand in hand, not as suggested previously that he was a Moirid B'Malchus. So let's see how this continues. Says the Gemara, brings the pasuk, Vayetze Yoav Me'im David, Vayishlach Malochim Achare Avner, Vayoshivu Oisoi Miboir Hasira. They sent messengers after Avner and they restored him from the Boir, from the pit of Sira. What does that mean? My Boir Hasira, Omar Rabba Bakano Boir. The Sira Gormuloi La Avner Shiahoreg. It was a pit and a Sura, which Rashi translates as a koitz, as a koitz is a sword.
Thorn, a thorn.
Thorn. And that's what caused Avner to be killed. Well, what does that mean? So Rashi fills us in. Boir v'sira gormuloi la'avne shenerag. Boir sepachas mayim. A pit full of water shelokach David. The David HaMelech captured mirashos of shol shol. K'shehu yoshein b'magol. U'k'she'omo lohem David. Bni mois, bnoi moves atem shloi shomartem es adoinechem shekvar hayisi yochel lahorgoi reu no eifoi chanes hamelech va'ayoi tzapachas amayim Hoya loila Avner limchois b'shaul. Avner should have protested against Shaul v'loy maloy. Re'ei kamot tzadiku sheloy horgecha v'loy micha. Ela omar shemo echad b'bnei atzava nosnum loy. So what happened was, Dovid HaMelech captured this boyer from Shaul HaMelech whilst he was sleeping. And he could, in fact, have killed Shaul and did not do so. Avner should have pointed out that, you know something, Shaul, you're very lucky. You're very lucky that Dovid HaMelech did not kill you, because you were fast asleep and you were there for the taking. And he did not make that protest in support of Dovid HaMelech. So ultimately the boyer is what brought about his downfall. And the next Rashi is the Sira Koitz. It's another story. Kishekoras Dovid es knaf mi ilo shel shol b'ma'ara. When Dovid HaMelech cut off the corner of the beged of Shaul in the cave, so once again, Avner should have been melamed zechus, and he should have said, "V'loim lo Shaul again." Re'ei kamochas alecho. Look how he has compassion on you. V'loi harugecha. He could have killed you. You were fast asleep in the cave. Be'yoscho yachad imoy, because he was with you b'mara. V'loi limed zechus, and he did not stand up for Dovid HaMelech. Rather, what did he say? Ela Omar, he said, Shema k'sha'ovartom eitzal ha'koitzim. He said, maybe, he said to Shaul, maybe, whilst you were walking down the street, maybe your coat rubbed against some thorns. V'hasirim nichnas echod min ha'koitzim. And one of the thorns entered your beged, b'knaf me'ilcho, in the corner of your cloak. V'hu ha'yotomon shom v'chotchoim. And it was dug there, that's what caused the beggar to be cut off. So instead of Avner pointing out to Shaul that, you know something, look at your coat. Your coat, you'll find, has had the corner cut off. It was taken by Dovid HaMelech. So do you realize he could have killed you and he spared you? He could have stood up for Dovid HaMelech's honor, but he didn't. Instead, he said, ah, oh, look what happened to your coat. You must have got caught on some thorns in a bush, etc., etc. So on two occasions, Dovid HaMelech had the opportunity to kill Shaul, and he didn't. One was with regard to the boyer, one was with regard to the kites. So ultimately, Avner, that was his downfall. What caused Avner to be killed is because he did not stand up for Dovid HaMelech's honor in these two scenarios, one in the scenario of the boyer, and one in the scenario of the kites. Says, yes, right.
Well, at this point in David's career, why would Avner be obligated to stand up for him? He wasn't a melech. Shaul was the melech.
But Shaul wanted to kill David, and he could have made peace over here. Nothing to do with Kveid HaMelech. He could have made peace over here, and he could have said that David HaMelech had big compassion on you, so he's not against you. But he didn't do so. To the contrary, he was one who stoked up the flames.
Maybe he felt that David was, you know, look, Shaul and David were rivals. So maybe, I'm just understanding, like, why was it?
Not because of Kveid HaMelech, but he could have made peace. He could have made peace. Okay, let's try and finish off. Says the Gemara, Vayateu Yoyov, El Toy Hashar, Ledaber, Itoy Besheli. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shedonu Din Sanhedri. This we already discussed before. That Yoav was taken to the Shaar, the gates of the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin dealt with him. Omaleh, and they said to him, "My time kotalte la Asoel. Why did you kill Asoel?" Again, who's being addressed over here, Yoav or Avner?
Avner.
Right, Avner. As the Gemara said before, Avner was asked, Yoav was asked, why did you kill Avner? Why did you kill Avner? Like we saw in the beginning of the Omer, his teretz was because he killed Asoel, who was running after him. So says the Gemara, my time kotal to Asoel. Asoel, roidev hoyo, Asoel was a roidev. Hoyo lechola hatzil be'echod me'ivarov. This is the whole conversation, yes, but he could have saved him with one of the Ivarov. No, he couldn't have. Lo yochile, but he was unable. Oh, how can you say that? Hashta bedoifen chamishes kivnesle, ba'achad me'ivarov lo yochile. If he was able to be such a precise swordsman and kill somebody in the fifth rib, you don't think he could have managed to be matzav echad me'ivarov? Ledaber itoi basheli. Omer Rav Yehuda, what do those words mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman, al iski shaloi. What does that mean, al iski shaloi? Shaloi. Shaloi means remove. So have a look at Rashi on the first wide line. Al iski shaloi, loshen shal na'olecha, remove your shoes. Shaloi ba'aroma. He asked him in a trick. Yevomo gidemes, heich choletzes. How's she going to do chalitza? This is the famous question. He asked him to demonstrate. This is the way he killed him. We know in the case of yevomo or chalitza, you've got to remove the shoe. But if you have no leg, then you can't remove the shoe. So he said, heich choletzes. How's she going to do chalitza? So his skill. So he leaned over, Yoav leaned over to demonstrate what he's going to do. Umareu kachi choletzes b'shineho. Again, if she's a gedemes, means she can't walk. So how can she walk over to remove the shoe of the Yovam? Sorry, gedemes, sorry, it doesn't mean she's got no legs. Excuse me, sorry, it means she's got no hands. If she's got no arms, Rachmona Litzlan, how is she going to remove the shoe of the Yovam? So he started demonstrating, well, if you only lean over, you could remove it with your teeth. Kachi choletzes b'shineho. So whilst he was leaning over, v'hu sholaf charbo, he took out his sword, v'horgo, as it says, k'deksiv, b'chagurose asher b'mosno v'banalo asher b'raglo. So that's how he was eventually put to death. Says the Gemara, v'yakeu shom el ha-choymesh, as we said before, what does that mean, el ha-choymesh? Omer Rabbi Yechonah b'doifen chamishis on the fifth rib, mokim shemora v'koveit tluyen boy. V'heishiv Hashem es domoy al roishoy, asher poga b'shnei anoshim tzadikim v'toivim mimenu. So ultimately retribution was sought, and he was killed for having killed two tzadikim, who were greater than him. Firstly, there were toivim shayudorashin achin v'rakin, v'hu loy dorash. Firstly, they were able to make droshes, as we said before, ach, verak, etc., etc. And secondly, tzadikim shehein beper veloy osu, vehu beigeres osu. How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
But they received unscrupulous orders directly from the mouth of a king. And nevertheless refused to obey. They're talking about Avner and Amasa.
Right. As opposed to Yoav, who just received a letter. I carry on.
Yoav received a letter from David. This was the letter to Uriah. Kill what Uriah, yeah. Right. To arrange that he would be in the front line. And he did obey. He didn't, he should have. Seen that this was a horrible thing to do or something, but
right,
he was committing.
He was bloodthirsty. He hadn't even been instructed to prepare. He just got a mere letter and he was more than happy to kill. Says the Gemara, finally, v'amosa loy nishmar b'cherev asher b'yad Yoav. Amosa was not careful enough from the sword that Yoav held, and that's why Yoav was able to kill him. Omarav shaloy choshtei. He didn't suspect him. And because he didn't suspect him, he ended up losing his life. Vayikover bebeisoi bemidbar itoi. What does that mean? Beisoi midbar? Who is his house? A midbar? Was it in his house or was it in a desert? What's going on? Omar Yudah Marav, Kamidbar. His house was like a desert. Ma Midbar Mufkalakoil. Just like a desert is available for everybody, that's the way he made his house. Af Besoy Chalyoyov Mufkar Lakoil. Dover Acher, or another Pshat, not just his house was like a midbar is open to everybody, but Kamidbar Ma Midbar Manukam Yigezel Va'aroyois. Just like a midbar is not, it's not a place you can steal, there's nothing to steal, it's not a place of immorality. Af Besoy Chalyoyov Manukam. Migezel Varoya. So it seems to be that the Gemara is at least commenting that Yoav definitely had some righteous virtues to him. Says the Gemara, finally, the Yoav Yichye Eschar Ho'ir Amorav Yehuda. What does that mean? Afilu Munine V'tzachante To'im Paris Lehu. So look at the very last Rashi. Or towards the end of Rashi, afilu munine v'tzachante toim, afilu dvorim dakim v'anugim, even very delicate delights, toim shahoy toim that he would taste, poires lu mshalech loem lemazoines la'aniyim shel ir. He used to send food packages, the delicacies, to all the aniyim of the ear, poires, loshen pras shenoit mibes amelech, or muninu, the very last Rashi, dagim ktanim v'tzachante min dagim ktanim. So if I answered correctly, is this how they translate Rabbi Yosef? Even delicacies and fish he used to give out to the local aniyim, and therefore, even though certainly, yes, he was killed for his various averas, but he definitely had zechuyes going in his way, free of gezel, free of aroyes, looked after the aniyim, gave them delicate food.
Rabbi, I'm a little confused. It sounds like Avner was more righteous than Yoav, because Shaul told Avner to kill the Kahanim, and Avner refused. David, he just sent a letter to Yoav to put Uri in a position of being murdered, Uri Achiti, in a position of being murdered, and Yoav did it. So right. How is now the Gemara coming out and saying what a great guy Yoav was?
You're 100% right. Avner was clearly a greater tzaddik than Yoav. Yoav had to be killed. Why the Gemara nonetheless feels it important to point out the zchusim of Yoav, I'm not sure. Okay, so we hold it over here. Baruch Hashem, we have finished the sixth parak.
Avner was the general of Shaul.
Yes,
correct.
And Yoav was the general of David.
Correct.
Avner never worked for David.
Right, I think so. I think right. We're going to begin next week. We'll do Chazara, but we won't do Chazara of this last Omer because basically it was our Gadita. But we will do Chazara of the sugya of Hazmona Milsa, which begins in the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin on the base, and then we'll continue Be'ez Hashem to the seventh parak.
By the way, Rebbe, my friend the Kohen yesterday gave me his gun during Duchening in his talis zekel as opposed to his tefillin bag.
Aha, good for you. Okay,
so I didn't say anything to him like, so you listened to me, but clearly he just made a little adjustment.
Good for you. Ashreichem. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well.
Yeah. Okay.